Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
No healthcare vote. Indictments in Chicago. I'm Rich Johnson. Senate Democrats have not been part of the effort to write an Obamacare reform bill. So there's not much sympathy for Republicans who've so far failed to come up with any bill they can agree on.
This is what happens when you craft a bill in secrecy without public input.
Montana Democrat John Tester. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's ready to talk to Democrats, but he does not expect it to be fruitful.
Any negotiation with the Democrats would include none of the reforms that we would like to make, both on the market side and the Medicaid side.
McConnell spoke after meeting with President Trump at the White House. Longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone will go before the House Intelligence Committee next month to talk about what he may know about Russian attempts to influence last year's election, but it will happen behind closed doors. The president's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has, long after the fact, now registered with the Justice Department as a foreign agent. He did consulting work for a Ukrainian political party from 2012 to 2014. Three Chicago police officers now face charges that they conspired to cover up and lie about what happened when a white police officer shot a black teen 16 times.
The indictment makes clear that it is unacceptable to obey an unofficial code of silence.
Special Prosecutor Patricia Brown Holmes says the cops' version of events back in 2014 differ from video from that night that an officer shot Laquan McDonald. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says it was a terrorist attack. Stolen police helicopter fired on two government buildings last night. The danger's over for some residents in California's Central Coast as a fire has passed. Authorities are allowing them to come home, but in San Bernardino, dozens of homeowners are spending the night away as a nearby fire has grown. I'm Rich Johnson.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, if you were planning on taking Amtrak to Philadelphia this morning, be aware Amtrak has temporarily suspended service between here and Philly. And here's why.
Bill, an Amtrak train carrying 121 passengers heading into Union Station struck and killed two people. This happened at about 11:20 last night on train 175 heading into Union Station. No one was injured on board the train, and the passengers were eventually offloaded onto another train that went into Union Station. We do not know why the people were on the track, but two are dead. This again on New York Avenue, just north of Union Station under the 9th Street Bridge. The train remains in place on the track as investigators continue to figure out what happened. We'll have more on this at 5:30. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
And again, Amtrak service between D.C. and Philadelphia temporarily suspended today. D.C. teachers need places to park. But one D.C. council member thinks more parking lots is not the answer. Council member Charles Allen's proposal would allow the mayor to create special parking zones in nearby residential neighborhoods.
And in the middle of the day, a lot of people are at work, so there's less demand for that curbside residential parking, so we have space for the teachers.
Teachers would, however, have to pay a small fee to park. An internal watchdog has found no wrongdoing by the National Park Service in a dispute over crowd size estimates at President Trump's inauguration. Now, one person had complained that a senior Park Service official instructed employees to alter crowd size records. A separate complaint claimed that officials leaked information to the media about a phone call the day after the inauguration from Mr. Trump to the acting Park Service director. But the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General now says it found no evidence to substantiate either claim. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,311, the Nasdaq at 6147. Sports: Max Scherzer dominates as the Nats beat the Cubs. The Orioles win their third straight. WNBA, the Mystics win again. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start around the Beltway. No problems here through Annandale, Tysons, Maryland. We had the overnight road work. Beltway near Route 4 on the Inner Loop southbound side. Looks like that's wrapped up. You might see a little bit of activity on the shoulder. Just be careful. 270 each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Not seeing any problems or delays there. And then from the west, too, that's a good ride. 66 Greenway, Toll Road 95, 395. We're moving along quickly and at speed, not over speed. We're quiet across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. Temperatures on the cool side of average by a few degrees as we get up to around 82 and we keep it dry. Now tonight, mostly clear, low 65, and then it warms up tomorrow. Sunshine, clouds mixing, a high of 90 degrees. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Leesburg, 52 in Frederick, 66 degrees in Washington. One of the stars of The Big Bang Theory loses his home in a fire. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Wednesday morning. Joining us, 6:35, it's Cal Thomas, syndicated author and columnist. He'll discuss healthcare with us. At 8:05, it's Mike Antolini. He's going to tell us the download on the Quicken Loans National Tournament. And he is the director of that tournament, and we'll find out what's happening with that, because that's coming up. And at 8:35, it's Jay Walker. He's a Maryland state delegate. We're going to find out a little bit more about something we talked about yesterday, which is Governor Hogan seeking an investigation of Prince George's County schools, allegations of grade fixing, grade inflation, if you will. So we have a packed day. I'm Mary Walter, and look who's back. It is Vince Polonaise.
Whoa!
You just couldn't stay away, could you?
How could I? Healthcare being in the news? Why would I stay away from that?
Wait, so you didn't come back for me?
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. It's all about this healthcare bill. That's my obsession these days. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very glad to be back.
Fine.
And great to be sitting alongside you.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. You sound thrilled. let's talk about this healthcare thing. So I left last week, and I was like, okay, the Senate is steamrolling towards passing Donald Trump's Trump Care. Going to fix this whole Obamacare deal, and there's going to be something. I was one of the naysayers. I was one of the guys who was like, hey, you threw a giant party for the House of Representatives in the Rose Garden of the White House because you thought that that was the only accomplishment you were ever going to get on passing a healthcare bill. And lo and behold, it looked like the Senate was hurtling towards its own vote. But now, it's not happening. You, of course, heard yesterday, the news breaking late yesterday afternoon, that Mitch McConnell was going to keep this thing past the July 4th recess. He just doesn't have the votes. Let's listen a little bit to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell coming out of the White House yesterday and addressing reporters on the status of this bill.
Senator, is the president getting involved in the details of negotiating? Is he getting into the details of the bill that might, you know, bring some of those wavering senators on board? And what is his message overall to the Republicans?
Well, I think the main thing is, as I've said, the status quo is simply unsustainable. It'll be dealt with in one of two ways. Either Republicans will agree and change the status quo, or the markets will continue to collapse, and we'll have to sit down with Senator Schumer. And my suspicion is that any negotiation with the Democrats would include none of the reforms that we would like to make, both on the market side and the Medicaid side. So for all of those reasons, we need to come up with a solution. The American people elected us to do that, and we're working hard to get there.
Okay, so that's Mitch McConnell saying, basically, we're left with one of two choices here. And let's not mistake who he was talking to. He's talking to Republican senators, and he's telling them, you have a choice. You either work with us now and have a bunch of Republicans decide what this thing's going to look like and pass it with a slim majority, or we wait until this whole system collapses and we get Chuck Schumer involved. How do you like that? How would you like it if we have to have the Democrats figure out a way to fix this collapsing healthcare system? These are your choices. That's at least the way that Mitch McConnell framed it up yesterday. My question, though, is this. What is the goal of all of this? What should the mission be? Because right now the Republicans have failed, I think, in any eloquent way, or even in an ineloquent way, to vocalize what their mission is. What's the mission? Because when these Republicans go home on July 4th, now that they're delaying the bill, and they have to face town halls or go to fireworks events or see constituents, what are they going to tell those constituents? Because it's real easy right now to attack a congressman, if you're a Republican senator, for destroying people's health care. The CBO score says 22 million more people by 2026 would lose insurance, not have insurance. You're giving tax breaks to rich people. You're making things more expensive. The CBO says deductibles are going to go up. The CBO says premiums are going to go up. What's in it for me? How is this better for me? If you're the average Trump supporter, how is this better for you? And I don't think Republicans have anywhere near a coherent answer to that question. And they can't. And that's why you have people like Rand Paul saying, whoa, 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 stop. This is not, we were elected to repeal this thing, not just like come up with a way to take duct tape and stick it on the leak. That's not the answer. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What do you think the Republican mission should be with a health care bill? What should it be? Should it be to save tax dollars, save taxpayers' money? Should it be to ensure that every single person in this country can go to an emergency room, can have catastrophic care, can be to have a full suite of Cadillac coverage? What should the Republican plan be? Because right now, all it seems like is, let's just get rid of the penalties and let's, you know, make it more expensive. What's the Republican plan?
It's to make sure they get reelected. That's what this bill is about.
I hate that you're right about
this
that.
This bill, do you hate that I'm right about it because I'm right about it, or do you hate that it's about them getting reelected?
Well, it's some combination of both of those things.
Thank you. But that's what this is about. This is why Heller suddenly, you know, from Nevada, is not in favor of this. All of a sudden, he came out against this because it cuts Medicaid too much to his state, and he wants to keep the freebies coming because he wants to be reelected. That's the problem. They haven't even talked about tort reform, because they're all lawyers. You want to drive down the cost of health care? Back the lawyers off. Doctors order gazillions of tests because they're covering their butts for the inevitable lawsuit, because they get sued right, left, and sideways now. And they don't want to give a lawyer any reason at all to say, well, you should have ordered this test. So they order every test known to man, which drives the cost of health care up right there. If you're truly serious about driving down the cost of health care, then you need to look at your own and you need to say, we're part of the problem. Lawyers are part of the problem here, too. They need to sell insurance across state lines. Those two simple things right there will drive the cost of health care down. If they do nothing else, you want to drive the cost of health care down right there. Boom.
Yeah, it seems like the only thing that they've even talked about is slowing down the growth of Medicaid. That sounds good, but how do you explain, if you like kind of keeping the system the same way that it is, how do you explain losing 20 million people off of being uninsured by 2026? Like, you know, what are your goals here? And what Mary just said, that health care costs. Hello? Like, when was the last time we talked about just decreasing the cost of health care? Let's go to Joe in D.C. to kick us off this morning on WMAL. Joe, welcome. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Excellent, sir.
So the 4th of July recess, great. They shouldn't be going on recess. They should be going to Camp David, and they should be hammering this out and getting it done for the American people. They ran on the platform that they were going to fix health care. What's the deal? Get it done. I don't want to hear, oh, I don't agree on this. We're going to cut that. I don't want to hear 20 million people are losing health insurance. That wasn't the deal. The deal was you were going to fix it. Where's the wrench? Where's the toolbox? get to Camp David, and you hammer it out over the 4th of July recess. Yep. No vacation. Forget the vacation.
Here's what I want to say to that. Joe, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Here's the thing. People say 20 million people losing health care. Part of that, at least half of that, will probably be because people choose not to purchase it because they're no longer going to be forced to do so. And I believe in choice. I also believe in consequences for those choices. But remember, just because you have insurance doesn't mean you have care. There are plenty of people in this country who have insurance that they literally can't afford to use because they're paying so much for it. And listen, you have Medicaid? There are plenty of doctors who don't take Medicaid. Good luck finding a doctor. So just because you have insurance doesn't mean you have care. Right. Stop confusing the two.
And a system where you can lose your insurance and get a better deal by just going to the emergency room and having somebody else pay for it, it doesn't seem like an effective system. So maybe something has to be fixed. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway topside. This is where we're dealing with some issues right now. We were up at speed and still running pretty well. Outer loop on the approach from Colesville Road and around to George Avenue. I'm keeping a close eye on this. Had an accident. Car hit some debris. It's over to the shoulder right now, but response was heading there. On the top side of the town, so you have to watch that outer loop stretch. Inner loop, we're fine. 270 between Frederick and Beltway, that looks good. Virginia, no early worries here. 95, 395, let's keep it that way. 66 looks good. New York Avenue, we do have a lane block. If you're coming inbound New York Avenue, after West Virginia, Montana Avenue is right near Kendall Street. The right lane is blocked, and that's due to activity from police investigation of the overnight fatal Amtrak incident. Again, Amtrak service suspended between D.C. and Philadelphia. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's going to be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. And then tomorrow, we'll have sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 90. And then Friday, plenty of sun, high low to mid-90s. 66 degrees right now in the nation's capital. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So we're going to talk and we're going to see what we can do. We're getting very close. But for the country, we have to have health care. And it can't be Obamacare, which is melting down. The other side is saying all sorts of things before they even knew what the bill was. This will be great if we get it done. And if we don't get it done, it's just going to be something that we're not going to like. And that's okay. And I understand that very well. But I think we have a chance to do something very, very important for the public, very, very important for the people of our country.
All right, so that's President Trump yesterday, and now Mitch McConnell coming out late yesterday afternoon saying we're going to delay this bill. The Senate is not going to vote on this bill just yet. They're going to wait through the July 4th recess. But my question to you right now is, what's the mission? What should the Republicans even be focusing on? Because right now they don't have a coherent argument when they speak to voters about what the goal is, other than fix the system. What should it look like in the end? Dan in Harper's Ferry, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir. What's your thought?
Good morning, Vince. Mary. I just wanted to say I kind of agreed with Mary's earlier statement that now it has become political because since a lot of the Republicans and the leadership in the Republican Party has been spineless and chose not to get things done and push it down the road early on when they were elected to do so. Now it's coming up on election time and people are afraid, and now they can't get it done because people are afraid of not being reelected. So now it's kind of political as well as everything else thrown in the mix. So the Democrats, in that sense, kind of have won by delaying this for so long.
Dan, do you think that waiting any longer is going to only make it worse for whatever the outcome of this bill is then?
Oh, definitely. It's going to make it a lot worse because more concessions are going to be made that are worse off for us as American people, and they're not going to get done what they said they were going to do, and then they're going to come out and say, oh, sorry, we did the best we could. We just, you know, what they're doing now. We couldn't get anything done. Sorry, we're
there
doing the best we can.
Yeah, well, there you go, Dan. Good point. Politics becomes more important as the clock wears on.
And part of the problem with this particular Senate bill is that your premiums are going to go up for the next 2 years, and then they're going to start to come down. So you may wind up back where you were to start with because they're going to go up, and then they're going to come down. And what happens between them going up and coming down? Midterms.
Yes. Politics always screws everything up. Andrew in Manassas, let's go to you next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I don't think there can just be one bill. I think there should be a standalone bill to repeal Obamacare in its entirety. Second bill should be no discrimination against pre-existing conditions and opening up health insurance being sold across state lines. And then the third bill should be the actual health care bill, whatever it might be itself.
Well, the idea of this whole no penalties for pre-existing conditions sounds...
No penalties, not discriminating of discrimination of selling insurance to somebody that has a pre-existing condition.
See, and
I'm not saying that they shouldn't be charged more. I'm just saying that they shouldn't be denied insurance if they are seeking it.
And but then once you get the government in there telling you you have to sell XYZ to these people, now the government's involved. And
well, not that they have to sell it to them, but if somebody is looking to gain it, then they can't be denied.
So they have to sell it to them.
Yeah.
So they do have to sell it to them. And that's my problem. I don't like that. I think before all this started, if you let the market shake it out, there'll be insurance programs that cater to people with certain pre-existing conditions. I just think it'll shake out. And that's just me. I'm a big fan of the free market.
Yeah, a lot of people are. It should be. It's a good market. Russ in Centerville, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Where does one begin?
Oh, anywhere you like. Give us a start.
You know, they don't have a plan. Apparently the plan is go, you know, make it up as you go along with a little speech here and a little speech there from Mitch McConnell. You know, I like the last guy's comment. Do it in phases, okay? The first thing should have been was obviously just get rid of the whole, just repeal the whole thing and start in little increments. But, you know, the tort reform was a great idea. I don't know why these bums, they had, 7 years to figure out. And they also had, think about it, from November after the election till now to come up with a really good plan. So I say bravo to those five Republicans, and I'm a Republican and I support the cause there, but bravo to those guys for standing up for what they believe. And maybe it should be kicked back to the Democrats and let them figure out, but free markets are the only way to go.
Russ,
markets will do it.
Thank you, Russ. Russ says they have no plan. That, I think, is born out of the fact, in part, that they have no mission. It's a little difficult to have a plan if you don't have a goal, right? I mean, the goal here should be, I think, increase access to health care. Forget the cost part of it for now. Increase access to health care, and then, secondly, drive down costs. Those are the two goals. Yet it seems that we've strayed towards, you know, again, just trying to do what you can to create a patchwork quilt to save Obamacare. This is why the Club for Growth came out yesterday. They say they're opposing this Senate bill because all it does is help Obamacare. It doesn't actually fix the healthcare system. Again, we're talking about 1/6 of the entire U.S. economy. And this thing is just to keep Obamacare alive. Let's go to Mike in La Plata, who's up next. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. You know, this Obamacare bill was filled with landmines. And, you know, I'll take the Senate's version of health care. That's what they have. You know, the old system, you know, and all the federal government workers, that's what I like to have. Remember, they excluded themselves from this Obamacare. And, you know, they were warned, these states were warned not to take the money for the Medicaid expansion, that it was going to phase out, and then your taxpayers were going to be stuck with the bill. And now they're like crackheads. You know, they can't get rid of they don't want to get rid of the money because it's free money to them.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mike. I think, Mike, with the best summary so far this morning, that Congress is like crackheads. more from you coming up on this, 888-630-9625. It's 524 now on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Hey, Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price analysis today. Renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, pretty quiet here, especially coming up from the west. Not too much to talk about. Virginia Beltway good. Maryland Beltway is where we had some activity with the crash. And seeing some delays here quickly forming on the outer loop in Silver Spring. After Colesville Road, you come around that curve before George Avenue. There's some debris in the roadway. Car hit it. There's activity on the shoulder. It looks like fire and rescue units now there. So again, as you come through Silver Spring, I'm looking at delays. Again, it's going to be just after University Boulevard before Colesville Road. So keep alert because you'll be coming up on that at speed. 270, good, nice and quiet. New York Avenue inbound after where you cross West Virginia, Montana Avenues right near Kendall Street. Have some police department activity. Blocks the right lane, and that's due to the investigation on Amtrak for two pedestrians, unfortunately, have been struck and killed. Again, Amtrak service suspended between D.C. and Philadelphia. Also affects the Penn and Camden line trains. So southbound coming inbound, the Penn line trains cannot get past New Carrollton. Think about Metro Rail there. And the Camden line trains southbound inbound are stopped at Greenbelt. But the northbound trains leaving town on the Penn and Camden trains, they are still running for now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the sunshine today and temperatures on the cool side of average. 82 for the high, mostly clear tonight, low 65. Hotter tomorrow, sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% for the 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology,
ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All right, Darwin Martinez Torres, that animal who killed a Muslim teenager near Virginia Mosque, allegedly. More news about that guy. He may have actually been involved in another assault, and cops now saying that there may be an MS-13 connection. All of that straight ahead on Mornings on the Mall. It's 5:30 right now. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning affecting Amtrak travelers. Amtrak has suspended service between D.C. and Philadelphia because of a fatal accident overnight.
An Amtrak train number 175 from New York struck and killed two people as it was heading into Union Station shortly before midnight. This happened near New York Avenue just under the 9th Street Bridge. Amtrak says it appears the people were trespassing on the tracks. No one on the train, neither the crew nor the 121 passengers on board, was injured. They were eventually offloaded onto another train, which completed the trip into Union Station. The train involved in the incident remains in place as the investigation continues. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
Also, as a result, Mark's Penn Line will have limited service this morning, only getting you as far as New Carrollton, where you can transfer to Metro. Camden Line trains are stopping at Greenbelt. Senate Republicans have delayed putting their health care proposal to a vote.
GOP conservatives and moderates have problems with the current proposal. Opposition grew after the Congressional Budget Office said the plan would mean 22 million more people without insurance. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell preached patience and denied the effort to repeal and replace is dead.
No, we're continuing to talk about it. It's a very complicated subject.
Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Maryland's top education officials will be looking into the claims that Prince George's County high school graduation rates were artificially inflated. The State Board of Education has agreed to launch a review of the allegations, which the county school CEO has firmly denied. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is repealing a policy on waste management put in place by former Governor Martin O'Malley that Hogan says took authority away from local officials and caused problems. The O'Malley policy limited new or expanded landfill capacity to try and encourage alternatives to storing waste in landfills. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,311, the Nasdaq at 61,47. Sports in the battle of former Cy Young winners Max Scherzer tops Jake Arrieta as the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's win again, so do the Mystics. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the Maryland Beltway. It's going to be in Silver Spring. Outer loop, if you're coming from College Park toward 270. Outer loop between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. It's a bit of activity still along the right side. Delays back near University Boulevard, so keep alert. Heading through that stretch, delays quickly growing again with the crash. No problems to report, but a little bit of volume here as you approach Urbana and 109 and Hyattstown on 270. And also right now, it looks like slowdowns coming right as you merge off of 70. These are just forming here down toward the Monocacy, so keep alert south on 270 right as you merge off of 70 and 15 down toward the Monocacy. No problems on the Virginia Beltway. Normal delays on 95 and Aquia, heading up northbound 95 and again Dale City toward the Occoquan, but lanes are open, just that volume increasing. Again, a reminder to watch for police activity on New York Avenue coming inbound after West Virginia Montana Avenues was along the right side, and that's due to the investigation on Amtrak. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. We keep that dry feel. 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow it will feel hotter and also feel less dry with a sun and cloud mix up to around 90. Low to mid 90s Friday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Alexandria, 52 in Gaithersburg, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. 537 here in Washington, D.C. 635 this morning, we got Cal Thomas. He's a syndicated columnist and author, and he's always high energy. The perfect person to talk about healthcare with us. That's coming up. 805, we got Mike Antolini to talk about the Quicken Loans and national tour. He's the tour director. That's straight ahead. And at 8:35, we got Jay Walker. He's a Maryland State delegate to talk about Prince George's County Schools with us. A lot ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vince. This is a really important story that we have to discuss. So we want to give you an update on this. We all remember when Nabra Hassanin, the 17-year-old young lady, was attacked and killed.
The Muslim teenager.
The Muslim young... and I hate for her to be known as the Muslim girl. Well,
that's how we remember it. That's how you and... If you go home and you're talking to people around the kitchen table, you're
that's
like...
That's true. You're right.
Remember that Muslim teen who was killed?
Yeah. And they decided that there were a lot of people who were upset because they came out and said that this was not a hate crime. That she was not targeted for being Muslim. And it was hard for a lot of people. Well, it turns out that the police may actually have been very, very right on that because more is coming out. And they probably knew this ahead of time, which is why we now know that she was most likely not targeted because of her religion. Because a week before she was murdered and Darwin Martinez Torres was arrested for allegedly abducting and killing her, a woman arrived at a hospital emergency room, and this is all according to the Washington Post, And according to the Washington Post, reported Darwin Martinez Torres, well, she reported a man who was later identified as him, had punched, choked, and sexually assaulted her and was a member of an MS-13 street gang. Now, some of the details are fuzzy here, and when we tell you, as we go through this, you'll start to understand why. The act allegedly occurred in the presence of a young child, so that prompted a call. The hospital called Loudoun County CPS, Child Protective Services, and in turn, they reported this to the county sheriff. But the woman told CPS she didn't want to pursue charges, she didn't want any social services, she wanted anything. She wanted nothing to do, she just wanted to be treated. And
she was scared.
She stayed overnight in the hospital because she was afraid. Now, if I had been allegedly assaulted, if I had been assaulted by someone that I believe to be MS-13 and she clearly knew who this man was, I can understand why she was scared. The CPS report, according to the Washington Post, indicates that Martinez Torres was accused of violence against a woman that appears unrelated to a hate crime motivation. We don't know if it was this assault or another assault. That is not made clear. So after he was arrested for allegedly killing Nabra Hassanin, the Loudoun County CPS staff recognized that he was the man who was allegedly involved in the domestic assault incident the week before, and they flagged it and told the sheriff's office. Now, somehow, CPS knew who he was. We don't know how, because the woman refused to give his name to CPS. She wouldn't identify him, but she knew who he was. She told the hospital, according to the CPS report, she identified the man who had assaulted her, but not by name.
So what does that mean?
Clearly, I don't know.
Okay, so but clearly Loudoun CPS knew who he was. That she didn't have to say
yes.
his name.
Yes.
But they knew who he was, and then in turn were able to identify him after he was caught up and got all of this national media attention for allegedly abducting and murdering and possibly sexually assaulting Nabra Hassanin. This all so they were able to ID him based on that. What happened? She claims, the woman that you're citing here, that she was punched, choked, and sexually assaulted.
Yes.
This first woman. A week prior to Nabra Hassanin being killed. Why did this just get, like, filed away?
Well, she said the man who attacked her was an MS-13 gang member whose violence against her had been escalating. So she knew him, and he had, according to her, had been violent with her previously. There's a piece of the puzzle missing, and I don't know if this piece is missing in order to protect her. Because, listen, if he is an MS-13 gang member, as she has apparently alleged, then I can't blame her for fearing retaliation from other MS-13 members. So there's a piece of the puzzle missing here, and I respect the Washington Post for not putting that piece of the puzzle in here. I get that. So we're just going to tell you as much as we know about this. And she, again, told the hospital staff she didn't want the incident or any of her claims reported to the police. She was released from the hospital on June 11th. And as I said, CPS then reported this. The incident was reported to CPS on the 12th. And they, in turn, reported it to the sheriff. Somewhere in there, the connection was made to Martinez Torres. So that when his picture started circulating after the murder of Nabra Hassanin. When his information started circulating, somebody at CPS said, that's him.
All right. So here's what I want to know. Eventually, the Loudoun County Sheriff, if they're being quiet about this for whatever reason right now, if there's a good reason, I hope there is. Eventually, I'd like to know, what did they know and when did they know it?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is an important case. And if somebody was sexually assaulted and punched and choked a week prior, and nothing was done about this, and that led to the death of this Muslim teenager, that is a horrendous miscarriage of justice, and it should have been taken care of. Clearly, Loudoun County Sheriff's Department, I think, needs to give us some answers on that.
All right. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Military strikes continued against ISIS terrorists in Syria this week, including 31 strikes and 45 engagements as part of Operation Inherent Resolve. The operation's mission is to destroy ISIS in Iraq and Syria, limiting the group's ability for future terror and external operations throughout the region and the rest of the world. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed did not sell with the real estate agent who took the initial listing. And the result often costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. This is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's the Maryland Beltway where we're struggling a bit in Silver Spring here on the outer loop as you head from 95 and around toward 270. Outer loop right before you get to George Avenue, that's where you had the crash. A bit of activity still remains along the right side with delays back near New Hampshire Avenue. So that's one of our slowest stretches on the entire Beltway for now. That includes Virginia. DC 295 southbound. Watch for those delays forming right as you merge off of 50 in the BW Parkway. And that's going to take us down past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. On New York Avenue, definitely seeing delays growing here to get you past West Virginia, Montana Avenues. We have some police activity along the right side, and that's due to the investigation on Amtrak. Again, a reminder, Amtrak service suspended between DC and Philadelphia. Virginia, we haven't forgot about you. 95 as you push through Stafford and Aquia, slow and again Dale City toward the Occoquan, the volume. Now from Garage Door Repair. Hair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. Temperatures on the cool side of average by a few degrees as we get up to around 82 and we keep it dry. Now tonight, mostly clear, low 65, and then it warms up tomorrow. Sunshine, clouds mixing, a high of 90 degrees. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. It's 547.
You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt Ford.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com.
Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt. Ted Britt Ford.
All right. Manny Pacquiao. Great boxer. Great boxer. He's also a senator in the Philippines, Mary. And he's might run for president one day. So he's got a lot on his plate. But right now he's also a sports commentator because he's talking about this big bout that we're expecting on August 26th between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, the MMA star. That's right. This is going to be this match that everyone's been paying attention to. The biggest stars in both boxing and MMA are finally going to square off in a boxing match on August 26th. There have been a lot of people who have looked at this already and been like, this is going to be a weird event because Floyd Mayweather, incredible boxer, and Conor McGregor, this will be his first like just boxing only event and doesn't have any, he's never shown any true disposition for being like a full-time boxer. He's going to take on Floyd Mayweather? What are the chances Conor McGregor's even going to win this thing? Well, Manny Pacquiao, who's preparing for his own fight in Australia coming up, I believe this weekend, he had this to say about the prospect of Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor being an interesting fight. Listen to this. See what it sounds like.
Floyd Mayweather will win because the fight is in boxing, but not in a MMA fight. So that's an advantage with Floyd, and I don't think McGregor is comfortable in boxing, pure boxing. I'm hoping that it's not going to be a boring fight. I mean, both fighters are moving around, so we'll see.
But he does say it could be very boring. It could be. That's one way to sell a pay-per-view bout.
I know Victoria, producer Victoria, is so excited. I can't wait. I'm having a party. I'm going to watch.
It's hard to blame her.
It really is. It's really not hard to blame her at all. I don't get boxing. I don't understand boxing. I'm shocked that it's legal, especially since we know about all the medical problems people have afterwards.
Come on.
We're talking about driving the cost of healthcare down. If you choose to have someone bang you in the head as a source of income, you can't come back to me later and tell me that I have
me. This is the Coliseum.
For your medical bills. No.
Throw a lion in there.
No. So I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think there's something wrong with people who watch it. But that's just me.
Well, count me among those people, because
Mike agrees with me. Mike McKay agrees with me.
Because I fully intend to check this out somewhere. I don't know if I'll pay whatever $130 or something.
Her parents are apparently paying
for this. Victoria's parents are going to... I'm going to go to that party. So Manny Pacquiao saying that he expects this could be a boring affair. I offer this, though, and I know a lot of people have suggested this, but if Conor McGregor decides to all of a sudden just get, like, totally infuriated by the prospect of even getting a punch in on Floyd Mayweather, maybe he just throws out the rules. He's like, look, this was just a big, like, ceremonial thing anyway, that we were going to try it out and see what, you know. Maybe he gets so frustrated that he just tackles Floyd Mayweather, and this becomes an MMA brawl all of a sudden. I can't say at that point, because that's not the rules of the fight. I imagine they'll probably get police involved. Then it becomes an assault. But
what you're hoping for? What's wrong with you?
There's a not small portion of me that is hoping that this becomes an MMA brawl. Especially because, like, Floyd Mayweather, I don't know, he kind of deserves an MMA fight at this point in his career. So anyway, so that's happening. By the way, Manny Pacquiao is suggesting that the bigger fight that he's looking forward to, it takes place on September 16th, which is Golovkin-Alvarez. And that's, quote, he says, the best versus the best. That's the fight I will be watching. So that's a couple weeks away after that.
Do we know where this is taking place?
That first bout? This one's taking place in Vegas.
In Vegas.
It's going to be so great. Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, hanging out at Victoria's house, eating all of her chips.
She has no idea, but we're probably going to show up. I'm going to show up just to mock the rest of you.
It's going to be dip.
We're going to be on her doorstep.
Let's check in with El Rushbo.
So 3 years ago, liberals in Seattle insisted on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Business owners and others warned that it would cost jobs and hurt the economy. Now, a study conducted by economists at the University of Washington confirms what everybody knew except the left. Instead of helping workers, the minimum wage increase hurt them. The study found a dramatic effect on business owners who stopped hiring, they reduced hours for existing workers, and they let other workers go. The study estimates that the average low-wage worker in Seattle lost $125 a month due to the minimum wage increase. The losses it caused far outweighed any benefits. Now, I told you Monday on my show what's happening in McDonald's. Their stock was tanking. They turned it around when they began installing thousands of robot kiosks to bring down labor costs. The kiosks don't demand $15 an hour. Liberals believe that business owners have piles of cash sitting around unused that can support the costly policies the left demands. But it doesn't work like that. Keeping labor costs under control is crucial to the survival of any business, and knowing what they are. When liberals arrogantly raise those costs arbitrarily, it always hurts the employees. They are the ones that suffer. But even with this fresh evidence, liberals will never admit that they were wrong. They'll find ways to inflict even more pain on the economy and kill more jobs. That's just what they do when they're trying to help people.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now,
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway, nice and quiet, 66. Greenway Toll Road, no early troubles reported now. From Maryland Beltway, in Silver Spring, we're definitely bunched up. I'm looking at the volume now as you merge off of I-95 and around past Colesville Road, scene of the crash that was along the right side. Also have some police department activity heading in through town. We'll start first on DC 295. And that's what's giving us this extra pressure here, right as you merge out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. So right now, for 50 in the BW Parkway, we're doing okay, but it's DC 295 solid as you head southbound past Benning Road, East Capitol Street, toward Pennsylvania Avenue. But DDOT and crews tell me all that activity is to the shoulder. Nonetheless, a distraction. We do have a lane blocked on New York Avenue, and this is due to the investigation on Amtrak inbound New York Avenue after West Virginia Montana Avenue. You'll see a lot of activity, and the right lane is closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. We keep that dry feel, 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, it will feel hotter and also feel less dry with a sun and cloud mix up to around 90. Low to mid-90s Friday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 5:56 on WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Trey Turner. And this ball is well hit. He bats first. He gets on.
Way out ahead for a leadoff double.
Connect. Nationals Cubs. Tonight at 6:30 on Masson. The Nationals.
There it goes!
14 runs and St. Louis was singing the blues.
That ball is jacked.
Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts Friday night at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's Cybersecurity Master's Degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you. To earn a respected degree, get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we know Jason Chaffetz is leaving. He said, I'm out. He is resigning his office. And he gave a little hint as to why that might be. Looks like Congress needs a raise, but we're not going to call it a raise. But so it's not a raise.
And Cal Thomas is coming with all that energy he always brings us every morning. That's coming up at 6.